We present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
You know, one of these nights I'm going to say, "Hi there, the name's Dustin Hoffman." That'll shake you, won't it? Anyways, what was I going to tell you? Oh, yeah, I remember. It was all to do with hijacking. You know, like they gets into a jet these days and says, "Take me to Cuba or wherever." Yeah. Now, the newspapers has been full of the stuff lately, ain't it? I mean, it seems like it's only a matter of time before a hijacker says, "Take me to Cuba." And the pilot says, "Sorry, Buster. This other hijacker got in first. We're going to Australia." Yeah. Now, hijacking might be big news when it comes to jets. But believe you me, Miss Weston, it ain't nothing new for taxis. No, sir. Every now and so often you get told to drive to such and such a place, and the guy or the doll hops out without paying. Well, ain't exactly the same, I suppose. That's the same sort of thing. Anyway, Kowalski started the whole cabezas off, just for a change.
You know, Chuck.
Yeah?
How can you know I ain't told you yet?
Huh?
I said you know, you said yeah. How can you know on account of I ain't settled what yet?
Oh, boy. So I don't know.
Oh, you admit it, huh?
Admit what? I admit nothing. And if you ain't got nothing to say, shut your yap.
Lovely. You know, it's guys like you, Chuck Edward, who's killing the art of conversion.
That's when your change is over.
That's convulsion.
That's a fit.
Listen, maybe I don't know all the right words like some real educated taxi driver called Chuck Edwards. But I ain't killing the art of conversion.
Conversation.
That's what I said. Conversimulation. If it was left to guys like you, we'd still be making with the signs and the grunts.
I want to tell you, with the stuff that comes out of your trap, it wouldn't make no never mind.
Oh, is that so? Is that so?
Yeah.
You'll miss me when I lands up in Cuba.
Sure. Cuba? Why Cuba?
You got something against Cuba?
Yeah.
I suppose you don't like Fido Castro's neither.
Fidel Castro. So does you?
Can't stand him. Or Cuba. But just my luck, I'll be the first to go.
Okay, buddy. Send me a postcard.
You wouldn't care, would you? Well, you would, on account of you'd have nobody not to talk to.
So?
Always trying to confuse me, ain't you? Well, we should all take a lesson from this book.
What book?
I was a teenage hijacker, two romantic pictures.
Is that so?
That is so. Could happen to you or me any day, you know. Probably me, my muscle.
What are you talking about?
I'll get hijacked, that's what. A guy'll get in the back seat, stick a cigar in the back of my neck and say, "Take me to Cuba."
A cigar?
Of course, it might be a dame. She wouldn't smoke cigars. I suppose you'd call her a hijiller, huh?
Oh, no. Now listen, why a cigar?
Gee, Chuck, you were so ignominious. Cigars come from Cuba, didn't you know that?
Listen, look, just tell me one thing.
Yeah?
Why would a hijacker who wants to go to Cuba get into a cab or not an airplane?
Maybe he gets air sick, I don't know. Maybe he don't like flying. That means it ain't too safe with all them hijackers, you know.
And that would worry a hijacker, of course. That means the danger from all the hijackers. In any case, Cuba is an island.
How can you say that? Don't you know your geometry? How can you say Cuba is in Ireland? Ireland is where the Irish come from. Would they stand for a lot of cubes telling them what to do? No, Chuck, Cuba is just off the coast of Mexico, or someplace down there.
I beg your pardon. It was silly of me.
It's okay. What was the question again?
How does they get a cab across the water to Cuba?
Don't be stupid. Whoever would fly such a thing, they'd fly.
I know you don't believe me, guys and dolls. I didn't really believe it myself. But with Kowalski, conversations can go that way. Anyways, later in the AM, we meets up again down on the rank. He's had a couple of fares, I had a couple. And we decides a cup of java won't be a bad idea. So we double parks outside Jimmy's hamburger boutique. We goes inside and orders.
Yeah.
Two coffees, huh?
Java twice, anything else?
I would like an egg, an onion sandwich, with peanut butter and chilies.
One sandwich, number three.
Hey, what you mean, number three?
That's our number three sandwich.
Can't be. I just made it up.
Our specialty is sandwiches. We sell 435 different kinds of sandwiches. There's the menu, if you don't believe me.
Gee, yeah, that's right. Number three, egg and onion sandwich with peanut butter and chili.
Any kind of sandwich you like to think of, we serve.
Gee.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, how about an elephant meat sandwich?
Indian or African elephant?
That's on the menu?
Sure, number 3435.
I'll take a plain ham on rye.
A what?
Ham, you know, ham sandwich.
Just plain ham? Oh, with mustard?
No mustard.
Well, how about some pickle or cucumber or jelly with it, huh?
Nah, just plain ham.
Just plain ham?
Yeah.
Look, try something different. What about pickled rattlesnake with sauerkraut sandwich?
Ham.
Or jellied asparagus with sour cream sandwich?
Ham.
Or we could do some sweet and sour curried octopus with sauteed seaweed sandwich.
Listen, Buster, I want a plain ham sandwich. Ham is all.
Chuck, why not try number 103? Pigeon liver in aspic with fried applesauce and pumpernickel sandwich.
Listen, both of yous, I want a ham sandwich, H-A-M, ham.
But you don't understand. I mean, you can't do that. We spend a fortune on stocking up with all kinds of things. We got 10 guys working full-time in there, buttering the bread. We got 435 different kinds of sandwiches. Why be difficult?
Difficult? Why you mean difficult?
Yeah,
who's difficult?
You.
I should have thought all them other things was difficult. What's difficult about a plain, straightforward ham sandwich?
It ain't on the list.
So?
So I can't make it for you. You see, we ain't got a slice of ham in the place.
I don't believe it.
Mortifying, ain't it?
Have something else, Chuck.
No, thanks. I'll just take the coffee.
Yeah, well, sorry about that. Here's the coffee.
No frot for me.
No frot?
No frot.
What do you mean, no frot? Everybody drinks their coffee in the Italian style, all frothed up.
No frot.
Listen, you know what this equipment cost? You know how long it took, how much dough it took just to get this special machine that froths up the coffee? He comes here and tells me he wants coffee with no froth. What's with you guys? First, surely here asked for a ham sandwich. I asked you ham, and then you comes with your no froth.
So what's it to you, Buster?
What's it to me? What's it to me? You think I'm just a counterhand, don't you? You think all I think about is giving you the goods and getting the money? Well, I ain't. I am an artiste. I am a creator. And how can I create when guys don't want froth and wants plain ham? But Picasso never had this bother.
I'll tell you what.
What?
Give us the address of his eating place. We'll go there.
Whose eating place?
Picasso.
Yeah, yeah. It goes like that some days, don't it? Rubbish from start to finish. But it wasn't finished yet. No, sir. It had just started. Anyways, we left the artistic soda jerk to his elephant sandwiches and we goes outside. Now, like I says, we's double parked. Well, if you drives around some parts of New York looking for parking, you run out of gas before you finds it. Anyways, when we gets outside, we is lucky, no tickets. So we hops in our cabs and we heads back to the rank. On the way, my broad Michael gets through to me on the blower.
Calling Capt. 18! Calling Capt. 18! Come in, Chuck, sweetheart!
Oh, that means trouble, sweetheart. Yeah, sugar?
Where is your angel face?
Worse than I thought.
Here I am.
Who's talking to you, meatball?
Well,
Shut up. And stop listening when I's talking to my sweetie pie.
How can I stop listening with your voice coming out of my radio?
Switch off!
Against the rules. I gotta keep listening. Go ahead.
Shut up, Red. Okay, murder, anybody you want.
Well, I don't really like to talk about it with rubber ears listening.
Who you calling rubber ears?
Don't worry about him. You got all the other cabbies, too.
Yeah, only they is too well-mannered to listen in when a lady is talking to her boyfriend.
The oldest boy in the world.
Shut up.
Okay.
So what you want?
You told me to shut up, so I ain't telling you.
I was talking to Michael.
Oh, please, Chuck. That was right in my ear.
Ah, sorry, honey. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I went out for a cup of coffee just now.
Gee, ain't it a small world? So did we, you see.
Shut up!
Okay.
Well, like I said, I went out for a cup of coffee just now and I saw it.
Saw what?
But now, I know it's a bit early-like. I mean, on account of we ain't even got a bedroom yet, but...
Bedroom?
Well, I mean... Well, when we does get married, we will have a bedroom and I want it to look real nice, you know.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Well, I mean, when you get married, it gets a bigger apartment. What's it matter what the bedroom looks like? I mean, all you does is sleep there, ain't it?
I thought you was going to shut up.
Well, I'm just giving you my opinion, that's all.
Who wants it?
I'll think of somebody.
Anyways, I saw the bed. The bed. The bed for us. I ain't never seen one like it before.
So how different can beds get?
This one is real different.
How?
Well, it's all covered in leopard skin.
Yeah?
And it's round.
Round?
Round?
Yeah, round.
That's ridiculous.
And it costs $800.
Buy two, one each.
Kowalski, will you shut up?
Now listen, Myrtle, honey, that's an awful lot of bread to spend on a bed. Anyways, we ain't got that kind of dough. Besides, well, I mean, we ain't got no ways to put it. Oh, now, sugar. Get up.
Fine way to talk to your fiancé.
No, honey, I was talking to Red. Now listen, sweetie. We'll talk about it later, huh?
When?
Well...
When you fix me up at 5 tonight after work, I'll take you and show you're okay.
Oh, boy. Yeah, sure, okay. Bye, honey.
Bye.
I asks you with tears in my eyes, $800 for a bed, and a round one at that. Boy, and that Kowalski can be the most annoying ape you ever met. Anyways, I gets back to the rank and he's already there. He gets out of his cab and he starts coming towards me. Well, I ain't in the mood for talking to that big lug, so I ain't sorry when a fare gets in and I takes off for Broadway. Yeah, anyway, shortly after that, Kowalski gets a fare. He is sitting in his cab muttering. A favorite pastime of Kowalski's.
Huh. Well, all I can say is I'm glad I ain't got a mad fiancé who wants to spend $800 on our bed. Gee, and a round one at that. Sure, I suppose that's so you can sleep the clock round if you want. Yeah, just put the clock in the middle of the bed, and you call round it and go to sleep, yeah. I often wonder what that meant. That must be it. Funny, though, I mean, what does she want a round bed for? I mean, what does she do in bed except sleep? So I mean, if you got a round bed, you just got to sleep coiled up. That'll stunt your growth. And if there's one thing Chuck can't afford, it's to have his growth stunted. No, sir?
Take me to Kennedy Airport.
Signal, Mary.
Oh, please, let me off. Forget about it.
Shut up. Do you say something, lady?
She said nothing. Keep your eyes to the front. It is closed.
Listen, this is my cab. You can't talk to me like that.
You feel this against your neck. You know what it is?
A cigar?
It's a gun, stupid. Now, just do like I say, take no notice of what this damn say, otherwise you get a hole in the neck.
Make a change from the hole in the head?
I'll make with the cracks. This for real. This is a snatch.
Oh, you're snatching this thing?
Yeah. So get to Kennedy Airport as fast as you can.
See, I told him it would happen. I've been hijacked.
I was kept busy till 5. I didn't see Kowalski again, which wasn't surprising considering what had happened to him. But of course, I didn't know that. Anyways, comes 5, I picks up Myrtle, who insists on taking me around to this store where they got this bed. The bed, yeah. Well, I'll say this. Sure was different. Well, sure is different.
Ain't it romantic, Chuck?
Romantic? Well, I don't know about that. I mean, where did you put it?
In the bedroom, stupid. Where else?
So I meant whereabouts in the bedroom. I mean, you can't put it against the wall. Well... I suppose you put it in the middle of the room, huh?
Good evening, sir, madam. I see you're admiring our Hollywood band.
Is that what you calls it? Yeah, no wonder Hollywood's doing no business these days.
It gives a distinctive look to the whole room, sir. Why, you can literally furnish your room around your bed.
You'd have to.
Oh, just try it, Chuck.
Huh?
Relax on a bed of pure thistle down, sir.
Thistles? Who wants to sleep on thistles?
No, sir. Thistle down, the traditional sleeping place for fairies.
You don't say.
But I do indeed.
Yeah, well, look, I ain't no fairy, so it wouldn't suit me.
Chuck Edwards, the least you could do is try it.
Look, Michael, I don't want to be unreasonable. I means I tries, but honest, honey, a round bed, $800, and we ain't even got a place to put it. I means, like, leave it until we's going to get hitched, huh?
By that time, we won't need no bed. Twin wheelchairs will do.
I puts my foot down and we leaves. Well, I puts both feet down, one after the other. I want to tell you guys and broads, I wasn't in the mood for fairies and thistles and round beds, not even Hollywood specials. Well, Michael was in her usual dark brown mood by the time we gets back to the cab, and she don't speak to me all the way to her apartment. Anyways, I drops her off and I goes home. Kowalski wasn't home. Which wasn't surprising, really, on account of, at that moment, he was parked outside Kennedy Airport, arguing.
But you see, I don't want to go to Cuba.
You better do as he says. He's desperate.
You heard the lady. Anyways, you got two choices. Either comes with me to Cuba or I shoots you here. Now, I don't want to have to do that on account of the noise, but I will. I will, unless you do as I say.
Listen, I won't tell nobody you is hijacking a plane and kidnapping this lady.
No, you won't.
No.
That's what I want to make quite sure of.
Cross my heart and hope to die. Cut my throat if I tell the lie. Is that good enough for you?
Are you nuts? Now go on, get out.
I can't just leave my cab parked here while it takes a one-way trip to Cuba. I'll get a ticket. Anyway, I can't speak Cubanese. I can say Havana and mañana. That means I'll keep getting cigars tomorrow. No, yeah, if it's all the same to you, mister, I'll stay.
Get out, you crazy nut.
Listen, there's no need to get insulted, all right? Just because I won't help you hijack an airplane.
I don't need no help. I'll do it, but you gotta come along.
But why?
On account of, you know, the whole story.
So why take my cab in the first place if you didn't want me to know?
I expect me to get to the airport walk.
And why take this nice lady? I mean, she don't want to go, you can see that.
Where is it, this? An interview? Now get going before I'll ventilate you.
You better go. He really means it.
Yeah? Well, maybe he's a big-shot hijacker when it comes to airplanes, but cabs are another story.
Is that so?
That is so.
Look, why not leave him out of it? He's too dim to tell.
Oh, is that so? Well, have you know, lady, that I is the most agitated taxi driver in New York.
Well, whether you is or not, you're coming with me. Now start moving before I get itchy fingers.
Oh, you know what's good for that?
What?
Itchy fingers, thoracic powder.
Now, don't fool with him. He's a dangerous enemy agent.
Quit the whispering. Start moving. Come along.
And who is going to make me?
Me.
I just wanted to make sure, that's all.
Well, of course, poor old Red didn't have much choice. But right then, I didn't know where he was, and I was getting a bit worried. I mean, he's usually home by that time. I wonder where his last fare had been to. So I decides to phone Myrtle to find out.
Yeah?
Hello, honey, it's Chuck.
You don't say.
Now listen, honey, what's happened to Kowalski?
I should know.
Well, he ain't home yet. I wonder where his last fare of the day took him to.
Oh. Well, I seem to remember him saying something about Kennedy Airport.
Kennedy Airport. Maybe I better go over and check.
Check? Check what?
Check if he's still there or something. I don't know.
You know, it is kind of strange for Kowalski to be out, not safe where. I mean, he usually lets you know, don't he?
Yeah. Anyways, I'll go have me a look-see.
I'll come with you.
Okay, honey. I'll pick up in 15 minutes. And I did. Now, it may seem strange, us going rushing off like that, but you got to remember that Kowalski is a 32-year-old, 10-year-old. And in most things, you got to think of him like that, 10 years old. Anyways, the first thing we spots when we get to the airport is Kowalski's cab parked outside. There is 4 tickets under the windshield wipers. So far, if nothing else, the day has cost Kowalski $20. Yeah. Anyways, Michael goes off and makes inquiries. Kowalski, while this is going on, is flying at 32,000 feet in a jet bound for Cuba. Cuba yet? The hijacker guy has got the drop on the pilot. Kowalski and the broad is sitting next to each other, yapping about it.
But why did he bring you along?
Oh, the old story.
What's the three bears got to do with this?
Who said anything about three bears?
Well, you said the old story. You mean it's another old story?
He's a communist agent. He's wanted in this country, and it's only a matter of time before the FBI get onto him. That's why he decided to skip. Well, he couldn't go through the border in the normal way. They'd stop him like as not. So he decided to kill two birds with one stone.
You and me? We the two birds?
No, no. He gets out of the country, and at the same time, he has me. Well, I'm as good as money in the bank to him. You see, my father has plenty of money. I thought I was in love with this guy. My father wouldn't hear of it. Well, I wish I'd listened to him now. Anyway, he's going to send my father a ransom note. That way, he'll be free of the country and have money as well.
Gee, clever guy, huh? So he ain't like really a professional hijacker.
You get such people?
Well, in that case, it shouldn't be too difficult to get the drop on him.
If you do that, he'll kill the pilot.
And then who'd fly the plane?
It'd crash, that's the whole point.
And we'd all get killed, right?
Right.
Well, that's the whole point, see? He don't want you killed. He's gonna make money out of you. Though I must say it's a waste.
But there's nothing you can do.
Oh, yes, there is. I didn't read I was a teenage hijacker for nothing. You wait here. I'll fix him.
And Kowalski gets up and goes towards the pilot's compartment, or whatever you calls it. In the meanwhile, me and Myrtle has been checking the passenger lists, and we sees that a Mr. Red Kowalski just took off on a jet for San Francisco. Yeah, we couldn't figure it. I mean, why San Francisco?
why leave his cap here? I mean, if he wanted to go to Frisco, why not get you to take him to the airport?
Yeah.
So, what you gonna do?
Oh, what can I do if Kowalski takes it into his nut to skip to Frisco?
Oh, he didn't go like that. Somebody must have kidnapped him.
Kidnapped him? What for? Laughs? I mean, what's the percentage in snatching Kowalski?
Can you think of a better explanation?
Nah. I ain't never heard of a kidnapper taking his snatch on a jet before.
He's been hijacked!
Just do like I says and nobody will get hurt.
Except to you.
What are you doing here? I told you to stay with your dame.
Well, I didn't, did I? Okay, pilot, you can forget about him.
What do you mean I'll kill the whole lot of you?
Oh, no, you won't. See, he won't kill nobody, and he won't wake up for quite a time. Okay, Mr. Pilot, you can turn back to New York.
Well, me and Myrtle was in the airport manager's office when we hears that Kowalski has clunked the hijacker over the nut. Yeah, and of course, when the plane lands again at Kennedy, me and Myrtle is just two of thousands who is waiting to get a look-see at the hero. Yeah, Kowalski a hero yet. Anyways, he introduces us to the broad whose life he's just saved.
And this is Chuck and Myrtle, my buddy and his fiancée. You can tell which is which, the skinny one.
That's enough, Kowalski. Don't let this hero bit go to your head.
Oh, he was wonderful. He saved my life and everyone else on the plane.
He did? How'd you do that, lame brain?
Well, I was simple, really. Nothing to it. I just, hit this guy over the head, is
well,
all.
Well, when my father hears about this, he's going to send him a wonderful present, that's for sure. I can't thank you enough.
Why?
Oh, what I mean is...
Now, take no notice. Come on, let's get out of here before you gets hustled onto another jet. Yeah, well, that was more or less that. Except for something that happened a couple of days later. I gets home from work, and Kowalski is already home. And as I comes into the apartment, he shouts me from the bedroom.
All right, Chuck, come through here.
Okay, Red, coming. Hey, you got home early, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I had to be here to take delivery.
Yeah, take it.
You like him?
What? There ain't no room for nothing else in the bedroom.
Do you like him?
Yeah, like you. What the... How?
Look, this dame's father, you know, the one I rescued?
Yeah?
He's a big deal furniture maker, see?
Oh.
And his specialty is round beds. So when he asked me what I would like, well, I got us one each, custom built.
Custom built? Two round beds?
And one for Myrtle, too. Three. You think she'll like it?
Well, she liked it okay. Yeah, the only thing was, she wouldn't believe for days that it wasn't in some ways a hint from me that I was ready to get hitched. How about that? Oh, boy, that took some time to clear, I want to tell you.
Taxi is written and produced by Joe Stewartson, directed by David Goodman. George Carellin plays Chuck Edwards, Red is Tony Jay, and Myrtle is played by Pat Saunders.